Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Thanks so much to everyone who donated to Tell Us Something during Give Local Missoula County last week. The fundraiser was successful, and we were able to raise $2,250 at the close of donations. Because of the challenges that we faced with the donation platform, more donations are still coming in that need to be tallied from the phone and also checks that have been dropped off. The share fund also needs to be factored in. It was a successful fundraiser. Thank you so much for all of your support during Give Local Missoula 2016. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Jetty Pack and is titled, Drink This, It's Good For You. Thanks for listening.
Winter in Hong Kong is just a little bit different than winter in Montana. The daily temperature is about 75 or 80 degrees, and the humidity is around 99.9999% all the time. It sticks to your face. It's like a thin film. You need to wash your face all the time. And my husband had taken me to Hong Kong to see where he had spent the first 23 years of his life, and visit his family and meet his friends. And I quickly learned that the three major pastimes in Hong Kong are shopping, walking, and eating. And we did those every day, 9 or 10 hours a day. Now, the evening of the third day, I found myself hobbling from the train to the apartment on painfully swollen feet and ankles. This is something that had never happened to me before, and I'm going through things in my head, what could be causing this condition. It's not my shoes. And I don't think it's all the walking, but I bet the humidity has something to do with it. I felt a little bit like a raisin that had been dropped in a glass of water. I blew up. So that night I slept with my feet elevated, and by morning they did resemble human feet again. But partway through that next day, they swelled up again. And I told my husband that something was going on, it's not quite right, and we needed to make a little adjustment to our routine. So he had a chat with his brother, Thomas, who happens to be a Chinese medicine doctor. Convenient, right? And Thomas decided that we should go for our outings in a private car so we didn't have to run to the bus, run to the train, run here, run there. So the next day they came and took us out, and we drove all around and saw the sights. And then they took me to this beach at a place called Repulse Bay. But it was really nice. It was beautiful. And it was deserted because it was winter time. It was actually March, but it was winter time in their minds. And nobody went to the beach in the winter time. And I don't know if you've been to a big city. There was 9 million people in Hong Kong, and they all wanted to be right where I was all the time. So this beach was heavenly. And I took my shoes off and I walked in the cool sand, and then I put my feet in the soothing waters of the South China Sea. And my husband likes to say, you know, it's just the Pacific Ocean. But the South China Sea sounds so much more exotic. And it was really nice. It was soothing on my swollen feet. And then this big tour bus pulled up and deposited about 3 dozen mainland Chinese tourists who were all bundled up in parkas to ward off the balmy breezes of the winter in Repulse Bay. And I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to them, but I became quite a curiosity as I waded around in the water. And my husband came over and he put his arm around me and he said, nobody goes in the water in the wintertime. Come away and stop making a spectacle of yourself. That night at dinner, my brother-in-law, the Chinese medicine doctor, made a big deal about sitting next to me. We get along fine, but he doesn't speak much English, and there's not a lot of chatting going on. And his napkin fell on the floor, and he went under the table to retrieve it, and then it happened again, and then it happened again. And I looked down there, and he was trying to sneak a peek at my swollen ankles. I said, "Can I help you with something?" No. He started eating. And then I felt this light touch on my wrist, and I could hear him counting. He was taking my pulse. And I said, "Thomas, is there something you want to tell me?" No. He didn't want to tell me anything. So the next day, he comes to the apartment and he has a huge thermos and he plunks it on the table and he takes the lid off and the stench that wafted out, it was a Chinese medicine of some botanicals and desiccated bugs or something. And he said, "I had to drink a cup of it after every meal. And the food was really good. But a sewer water chaser puts you off your appetite." Just like... And I said, "What's in that stuff?" And he just shook his head. And my husband said, "You don't want to know." And my brother-in-law, who doesn't speak much English, looked right at me and said in very clear English, "Drink it, it's good for you." That night, when we got back to the apartment after another day out on the town, he set up his traveling medicine show and proceeded to do acupuncture on me in the middle of the living room in front of all of the relatives. And they're standing and watching. Oh. And they see my ankles. Oh. And he puts a needle in my leg. And on the end of it is this little wad of incense or something, I don't know what it was, and he lit it on fire. It's wafting up into the air. And he tells my husband to tell me to relax. Close your eyes. It's going to take about 20 minutes for this to burn off. Yes, of course, with everyone watching, it's very relaxing. We proceeded on in this fashion, the sewer water chaser after every meal, for 2 weeks. You get this little fruity flavored lozenge, though, after you drink the sewer water. You pop the lozenge in your mouth and suck on it. The fruity flavor doesn't quite cut the sewer water flavor, though. It did make me pee. I had to pee a lot, so... That was the benefit of it. At the end of our trip, we took a bus to the airport, and my brother-in-law came along, and he and my husband sat in the bus and murmured seriously in Cantonese so that I wouldn't overhear, because I speak no Cantonese. But nobody told me what they were talking about. And we got on the plane, and my husband never said anything. And we took off into the air, and it's 16 hours from Hong Kong to Los Angeles. You do Tuesday twice. You arrive home an hour before you leave Hong Kong. And somewhere over the coast of Japan, my husband finally turned to me and he said, "Thomas would like you to see a doctor when we get home." And I said, "What else did Thomas say?" "Well, you might be going into renal failure." Or heart failure. "But don't think about it now, just try to get some sleep." Now, I'm happy to say that the minute my feet touched the tarmac at Missoula International Airport. All the moisture was sucked out of my body. And I returned to my normal size. And it never happened again, so I didn't go to the doctor. Now, every time I ask my husband what's in that stuff, he just looks at me with this dreaded look on his face. You do not want to know. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. Born in Kalispell, Montana, Jenny has deep Montana roots. A love of history and theater led to her current stint as a living history presenter for Humanities Montana. Jenny travels the state performing her one-hour programs at libraries, schools, assisted living facilities, and museums. In her day job, she is a senior care provider for Home Instead Senior Care, where the biggest perk is listening to stories from her clients. In her spare time, Jenny helps as volunteer organizer for Stories and Stones, an annual historical storytelling event at Missoula Cemetery. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to our title sponsor for 2015, the Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, montanabookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history, and in the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me, mark@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Susan Hansen, Dagny Deutschman, Jenny Pack, Louis Vero, Nicole Sweeney, Juanita Vero, Sawyer Connolly, Svein Newman, and Katrina Farnham. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.